Good morning, everyone. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. And we join you this morning from the sumptuous studios of Pittsfield Community Radio 89.7 WTBR. Good morning, Farmer.
Ah, good morning, Kevin. I could see you're bright and cheery this morning coming back off of vacation.
Yes, I'm very bright and very cheery all the time, Farmer.
I know. I just wanted to let our listeners know that just starting the day off with a little fun. So,
well, that we did start off, and I did have a nice time. Everyone who knows me knows I go to Florida on a regular basis and stay with my friend Diane, and we had a good time this year. So, but we enjoyed listening to the show as well.
Well, thank you. I hope a lot of people listen to it as well.
I'm sure they did. But we have a 4th of July coming up this week, and we'll be playing some great songs in celebration of that from the Battlefield Band, from the Spinning Wheel, Memories of Ireland, Jacqueline McCarthy, and Father O'Flynn's and Blackberry Blossom. How about you, Farmer?
I got some High Kings, some Lunasa, and we'll play another song off this Saw Doctors.
Oh, good.
Album.
So you played some of that last week?
Just one. I just got it last week.
And, okay.
I think the cut I played was the Red and Green and Mayo, so I'm going to try the song Clare Island.
That's on my list for next week. All right, we're starting off with Battlefield Band.
Sacrifice In the wake of victory, and these empty bottles ask you, was it peace or was it war? Was it love or just frustration that brought you down so far? No 60-year-old sailor is wanted on the sea, and no 40 years of sailing will get them to agree. No 20 years of reasoning will ever make them see, and no amount of money will ever set you free. Were they worth it after all, when there's only one more voyage, just one more port of
call. Have a friend, and you give her half your life. I don't think you can throw the whole thing down. And I could say it is my place to speak of you so openly.
Left without a leg to stand.
That was Jacqueline McCarthy and Tommy Keen, instrumentalists with Danny Boy. And before that, we heard from a CD I have called Memories of Ireland. And some of the memories entailed in that CD were the Sweet Vale of Avoca, the Mountains of Mourn, and the Spinning Wheel. And we started off today's show with a Battlefield Band, one of our favorites, the Port of Call Anthem for the Common Man.
Ah.
So, going to be a lot of several anthems in today's show to celebrate the 4th of July.
There you go.
And you got something planned for us, Farmer.
I do. I have Lunessa to start this out.
Okay. Number 9.
Yes.
I walked on a northern shore where the sandy ward sped on before the ocean's blast. The grass ran like lemmings for the dunes I had, and I thought it meant like the grass. We bend in a driving gale and scarcely pause to think what makes the wind so strong, or if there's a refuge from the driver's flag. But then I heard the saddest song of the Irish girl, the Irish girl. Her eyes threw a sparkling veil, like raindrops on a laurel when the moon appears. She sang of her sorrow through the stinging spray, and through the sweeter brine, the salt of tears. I weep for the loss of a love who's gone brooding now and silent as a standing stone. Two sides of a coin, we rolled a battered roll, but in time he chose to leave alone his Irish girl, his Irish girl. The Irish girl,
his Irish girl. Thank you.
couple of reels there from Banish Misfortune. I wonder if they're still together. Probably not. They were an Irish band from Connecticut.
Really?
Yes, they played up here a couple times back in the day, and that was Moira Dahl, meaning Blind Mary, and Rolling the Rye Grash. And before that, we heard some more reels. Father O'Flynn's reel, The Irish Washerwoman, a familiar one to everyone, and Blackberry Blossom. I like that.
Blackberry Blossom one.
This is from a compilation album called Seven Drunken Nights, which I'm not particularly fond of the title, but the name of that side of the album is called Party Favorites.
Ah.
So, and you started us off, Farmer.
I did. I started us off with Lunasa, and it was The Irish Girl, and that featured Mary Chapin Carpenter.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we like that.
Yes, we do. I try to play it once a month, just because I like it. Actually, I like that whole album. The album is Cass, anyway.
That's right.
If you get a chance and you see it out there at some library or something, pick it up. It's well worth the $2-3 that you're going to pay for it at the library.
Might be the only place you find it these days.
I know. It seems like they're getting harder to get.
In this day in Irish history, on 30th of June, 1922, centuries worth of Irish documentation was lost when the public record office in the Four Courts was blown up in a battle between anti-treaty and pro-treaty forces in Dublin. Since occupying the building in April, the anti-treaty IRA had used the basement of the public record office to store mines and ammunition.
Ah.
After the building was shelled by pro-treaty forces demanding the surrender of its inhabitants and the release of J.J. O'Connell, an explosion occurred. Countless priceless records were destroyed. Military records, transportation records, censuses predating 1861, Church of Ireland parish records dating back to the 17th century, wills dated back to the year 1500.
Wow.
Gone. Court records from the 13th century. Deeds going as far back as 1174. The Irish Times lamented the loss, quote, those precious records, which would have been so useful to the future historian, have been devoured by the flames or scattered in fragments by the four winds of heaven. Reflecting on the destruction, Winston Churchill is said to have remarked, quote, better a state without archives than archives without a state. Whatever that meant.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
It was unclear whether the explosion was deliberately set off. In his memoir, The Singing Flame, the anti-treaty IRA man Ernie O'Malley noted that Officer Paddy O'Brien had said, quote, I'll blow up or burn the four courts rather than hand them over, unquote. So it suggests some motivation in that. So that's today in Irish history. And now we're going to hear something from you, Farmer?
We are. We're going to hear the Saw Doctors in Clare Island.
All 6 minutes of it.
6 minutes. Get another cup of coffee, people.
On the strand, take our clothes off in the moonlight, skinny dipping hand in hand. We'll start drinking in the twilight, keep it up until the dawn. Both the bars, because there's no guards. Take our names and send us
side of the hereafter, when the setting sun tricks me with the dust in my eyes, and I think,
the foot of Mount Leinster, or some silent place, by the streams of Bontlody, where all pleasures do meet, and all I would ask is one kiss from you, sweet. Oh, the streams of Bontlody, they flow down so free, by the banks of the Slaney, I am longing to be, a-drinking good liquor in the height of my cheer. Here's a health to Bontlody and the lass I love dear. But it's how my love slights me, as you might understand, for she has a freehold and I have. She has riches in plenty and a fortune in gold, and everything fitting a house to uphold. And if I were a clerk and could write, I would pen my love a letter, she might understand. For I am a young fellow who is slighted in love. Once I lived in Bonclody, but now must remove. And the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, she sings as she flies. She brings us good tidings and tells us no lie. She sucks the wild bird's egg to make her voice clear. And the more she cries cuckoo, the summer draws near. So it's fare thee well, father and mother, adieu. To my sister and her brother, farewell unto you. I am bound for America for my fortune to try. When I think on Bonclody, I'm ready to cry.
A sad tune, Farmer.
Yes, it was.
That was Sean Doyle from his album The Light and the Half-Light. The Maid of Bonclody and the Lad She Held Dear is the name of that song. And before that, we heard from The Odd, Aidan Crowley. He's from Monaghan. I Still See You Among the Strangers was the name of that song. A rather strange song, I might add. But I like Aidan Crowley, so I wanted to give him some airplay. And the name of the album is The Watchful Eyes of the Stars. He's from Galway. Crowley is a Monaghan name, though. But I know he was in Galway because that's where I saw him. And you started us off, Farmer.
I did. I started us off with Saw Doctors and Clare Island. And actually, the name of the album is To Win Just Once, but Clare Island was the song.
Yes, it's a great place.
It is.
It's a great place. And what are
well,
we
I've here? Never been there, but...
You'll take my word for it.
Yes, I do. We'll start this one off with Shillelagh Law.
As I knelt down to pray, the bells they began to chime. Lost in the fray, too much to pay, another before his time. I remember that day as the bagpipes did play and the drummers they started to pound, all hands to their brow, without a sound as we laid our brother down. We were given a sign, so we all formed a line, a sea of unending blue. And all of us mourn for a life that's been torn away from us much too soon. The procession passed by without a dry eye on its way to that hollow ground. blue sky as we laid our brother down. The cost, we've pledged our lives to this cause. With those that have gone, we will carry on without fear, without thought, without pause. As all of us found through duty were bound, for the service of others we stay. With our sacrifice, we'll keep up the fight. Till under that flag we do lay. Thank you.
And this is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at 89.7 WTBR Pittsfield Community Radio. Have a happy 4th of July.
And I'd like to say, everybody, thanks again. Tune in to show next week. Be good, be kind, and keep those Irish eyes a-smiling.
Grim ugget ugget shahi shuhugan.